This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Carl from Hood Sport is. Carl, are you there?
Yeah.
Carl, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I wasn't. I wanted to keep an even playing field.
Wow.
My man, we are pure individuals, people of integrity.
Wow, look at you both.
Yes.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Carl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The young of a dog is called a what?
I didn't hear what.
The young of a dog is called a what?
A pup.
Yes. What kind of chef works directly beneath the head or executive chef?
A sous chef.
Yes. What Disney character makes a cameo as a stuffed animal in Frozen?
Pass.
Which Italian city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
Rome.
No.
Pat.
Starcourt Mall is a fictional shopping center from what Netflix show?
Pat.
Which number does every Major League Baseball player wear on April 15th? Carl, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, he dropped.
Oh, Carl. You know what? Maybe the wind was affecting him.
I literally think all of our listeners are getting blown away.
I think they are too.
Or zapped.
I honestly don't know if that would have made much of a difference, though, for Carl. And I was just saying, he likes integrity, but maybe he should have been listening to that cheat sheet.
He was passing a lot.
I blame Steve, though. He jinxed all of our listeners. Don't call in. You might get zapped.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
This is really all Carl things. Got zapped.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weather.
And you, I guess.
What if this is my diabolical plan? I figured out a way to
summon
zap.
The wind?
No, I figured out a way to zap listeners.
Well, it's working. Carl isn't even on the line anymore.
Some kind of weird, terrible serial killer movie.
Well, are you ready?
Don't be caller number 9.
Dun, dun, dun.
In theaters. Christmas.
Never. See, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The young of a dog is called a what?
What?
The young of a dog is called a what?
Bitch.
No, that's a female dog.
That was referring to you. Puppy.
That's fair. Yes, thank you. What kind of chef works directly beneath the head or executive chef?
Bit chef. No.
That's me.
Sous chef.
Correct. What Disney character makes a cameo as a stuffed animal in Frozen?
What Snoopy character?
What Disney character?
Oh. Disney. Nemo.
No.
Let's beat Disney. Oh, man. I don't know. Pass.
Which Italian city
Cinderella.
Is the setting? No. Which Italian city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
No. Sicily?
No.
Venice?
No.
Rome?
No. Star Court Mall is a fictional shopping center in what Netflix show?
Damn, this is a tough one. Can I get zapped? Stranger Things.
Yes! Which number does every Major League Baseball player wear on April 15th?
69.
That's nice, but no.
42.
There we go. What reptile is known to be able to breathe through its butt?
An iguana?
No. Just Terrence laugh on that. Oh, Steve, that was not great.
It was terrible.
But you know what? You got 4 correct, which is double Carl's score. 4-2.
Look at
right.
you.
Great performance, Steve.
Honestly, you deserve to get zapped, too. Because
I'm the best.
Not great.
I'm the best.
At the end of the season, when we look back on the wins, we're not going to remember how I won the game. Mm-mm.
I think we will.
Okay, maybe you will.
Well, I think Carl should have listened to the cheat sheet, and I think you should have as well. What Disney character makes a cameo as a stuffed animal in Frozen?
Mickey Mouse.
Good job, Taryn.
That is such a no-brainer. Why wouldn't I?
I know.
Disney character.
You couldn't think Nemo?
Nemo was the first thing I could think of.
And then what did you say, Cinderella?
Snow White or Cinderella?
What?
I don't know.
Taryn, which Italian city is the setting for Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet?
That would be Fair Verona.
Oh, how did you know? And one that... you didn't know. What reptile is known to be able to breathe through its butt?
Frog?
No.
Alligator?
No.
Snake?
A
salamander?
Turtle. A turtle. We're going to go through every reptile before we said turtle, you guys.
A frog's an amphibian, just so we all know. Yes, Taryn, you dummy.
Wow, we're all dumb today. Well, somehow you still beat Carl, so congrats.
I like turtles.
When did you do something so stupid that you figured, yeah, I should probably go to the hospital?
I mean, I can't think of the last time I had to go to the hospital. It was in the wrestling ring.
Oh, for sure.
And I did. It was the most simple thing. I was stomping a guy, but the ring doesn't necessarily always stay flat. And it was like a little bounce to it. When I came down to hit him, my knee went the wrong direction. And I knew right then and there, I was like, I'm going to have to go to the hospital in this match. We finished the match. But then we went to the hospital and the doctor's like, how did this happen? I'm like, well, I have video of it. And he goes...
Oh, no.
He looks and goes, well, yeah, that's exactly why that would happen.
I remember watching that video and it almost made me puke, Steve.
That was the worst.
206-803-ROCK. When did you do something so stupid that you thought, yeah, I should probably go to the hospital? And we're bringing this up because this happened to a late night talk show host.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And it sounded like this.
Subsidies.
And then he had to go to the hospital.
So when did you do something so dumb that you knew it was time to load up and go to the hospital? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
Jon Stewart pulled a little stunt on The Daily Show last night that ended up with him cutting his hand open. He decided to smash his coffee cup down on the desk.
He's getting heated.
You know how he gets.
Yeah.
He's very passionate.
Yeah, he had a lot to say. He was using his hands.
But he realizes immediately that he cut his hand open. So he kind of sticks his hand down underneath the desk to try to hide it from everybody for a second. But then he realized there was blood visible. And this is some of the audio from the moment.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. Hey, come on.
Going to the hospital.
So I love that part. I realize I just messed up. I'm gonna have to go to the hospital.
Yeah. And I think that somebody must have crawled under the desk and given him like a paper towel or something. Because did you see when he pulled his hand back up, he did have a paper towel? So I don't know how that was magical.
I'm pretty sure someone just lives under that desk the entire time.
Just handing him stuff?
Yes. Just never know. That was the moment with the big reveal.
Was there an update on how many stitches he ended up getting or anything like that?
Nothing that I know of.
I haven't seen anything yet either, but that looked like it was probably quite painful.
You think?
So, have you ever had an opportunity, or have you ever had a moment where you did something like this, Rockaholics, where you realized that you hurt yourself and needed to take yourself to the hospital? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to start with Paul from West Seattle. What happened when you were up on the roof?
I pretended like I was Mary Poppins, and I grabbed an umbrella and jumped off the roof and broke both my legs.
How old were you?
That's the same question.
I was about 9.
Oh, I think you said like 36.
9 or 10 years old. But anyway, I just want to say good morning to all my beautiful people. Besides you, Steve. I'm not into dudes.
Oh, okay. Well, phew. I was worried if you were into me, I was going to be my wife. I was right on the edge, man.
206-803-ROCK. James from Marysville, are you a scooter guy still?
No. No.
What happened when you were on your scooter?
So I got cut off, and over in Florida, those was like the curbs are higher because of the storm drains, and I flipped over, and I kind of went onto my face and my shoulder, but I got up, and I thought I was okay, even though I was in a lot of pain, but for the next 5 days, I was limping around, and I'm kind of thinking, "Dad, I think I'm okay because I'm still walking around. Everything's kind of painful, but I think I'm okay." But I put out posts on Facebook, and I'm like, "Hey, if you had broken ribs or a broken collarbone, would you know?" And people are like, "Oh yeah, dude, you would know. You would definitely know." And I'm like, "Okay." So I'm starting to make the trip back, and I see this clinic, and I'm like, "You know what? I'm gonna get this checked out because I feel stuff moving around." And I'm like,
"Yeah, you know what? You made the right call going to get it checked out."
Yeah, so I go into the doctor's office, and I still remember it was like after half an hour getting scans and everything. The guy sits down and he goes, "This whole place is talking about you." I'm like, "What's going on?" He's like, "Dude, you got 5 broken ribs, a broken collarbone, and a lacerated liver.
Oh my god!
We need to take you over to Orlando because we need to get that shoulder set because everything's kind of messed up." And I'm like starting to freak out. I'm like, "Oh my god, am I going to be like weird the rest of my life, like walking sideways?" But I ended up being okay, and I got back home. But I probably should have went to the hospital sooner. But yeah.
I wonder how long can you go with a lacerated liver? It seems like something you need to get checked out right away.
Probably. Also, if you have any, even a bruised rib, coughing, sneezing, yep, laughing, everything is miserable.
I do think it's funny, and I'm not judging because I've been just as stupid where like I've had something where I'm like, I should go get it checked out, but I'll just ask my friends and see what they think because, you know, they're all doctors.
Very experienced.
I just love social media. It's like, let me put it out there on social media and see what kind of response I get. And sometimes we'll have that, like I'm like a goalie forum and something will happen, like hockey goalies and I'll share stories and stuff. And somebody will share a story and we're all just like, go to a doctor. Like, don't ask us. We're weird goalies. Like, this sounds really bad.
So, yeah, beyond your pay skills.
Just a little bit.
Seattle was voted number 1 in the country, Steve.
Yes.
We are the nerdiest city.
Not surprised.
Many people online are already voicing their opinions about our nerdy city, and some of the opinions are quite strange, so we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Seattle Magazine just shared a story about how our fair Emerald City has ranked number 1 on a very prestigious list, Steve Miggs. This would be number 1 for geek culture. We are the nerdiest city.
Nerd! Are you surprised?
Not really.
With all the cons that we have, it's just, I mean, as an insult, I think it's awesome. I love the nerd culture, and I mean, I'm definitely a nerd with many things, but I'm not surprised at all. That I would be more shocked that Seattle wasn't number one.
That's a good call. We beat out Portland. We beat out San Francisco. And being a nerd is clearly just a way of life here in Seattle, Steve. So this has already led to many people wanting to voice their opinions about the nerdy city of Seattle online. So let's go straight to the comments.
All right, we found a few of these comments about the fact that Seattle is the nerdiest city. And we sent them to someone who knows nerds, because I'm sure a lot of people once, this is a stretch, but nerded about her television show, Golden Girls. So we have Betty White back from the dead. To read these comments, which is very nice of her because she's busy up there. And she said, yeah, sure, you know, for the right price, Robot Betty White will read the comments. Are you ready for the first comment about Seattle being the nerdiest city in all of America?
Yeah.
All right, Betty, take it away.
I am a woman from Seattle. This is why I left and will never go back.
Okay.
Would you have an issue dating a nerd?
No.
I'm just saying, because Brad's not really a nerd. I'm not saying like he's like, you know.
He has things he's nerdy about, but he's not into geek culture. I haven't really ever dated a geek, like a proper geek.
He's not playing like Dungeons and Dragons and reading comic books.
No, none of that.
No.
This just in, there are nerds in Seattle. It rains in Seattle, and the Mariners will never win a World Series. Tell me something I didn't know, Seattle Magazine.
Well, first of all, this is our year, Mariners fans. We're going all the way.
We're nerding out about the Seattle Mariners.
Yes.
Not wrong, Betty White, but that hurts to hear.
Yeah.
Not surprised. I dated a guy that told me that he was into LARPing. I didn't even know what meant until I looked it up. I dumped him the next time we hung out because he was trying to convince me to LARP with him. I'm into some kinky shit, but fuck that, LOL dork.
I don't know why, but I can totally picture Betty White saying that.
Yeah, right? She's into a different kind of role play.
Have you ever tried LARPing?
No. Live action role play.
That's like the people who are like, sometimes you go to Gasworks Park and people are having like a random like cardboard sword fight.
Oh, duh, Steve. I knew exactly what that meant.
So that's why you never respond to my Evites.
Gotcha.
I've been trying to get you to LARP with me for the longest time. I've never LARPed. That sounded weird. What's the game that they play on Harry Potter?
Quidditch.
Quidditch. This is my favorite example of just how nerdy Seattle can be. And I thought it was the funniest thing. My wife and I were going around to different grad schools for her when she was going to grad school. So we stopped at like PLU and UW and this place and that place. And one was, I think, Seattle College. I think it was, it might have been PLU. I can't remember which one. But they're like, oh, in a few minutes, if you stick around, there'll be a big Quidditch game going on. And I was like, what is that? And then they told me. And then all of a sudden, people are coming out with, like, brooms. And I'm like, what is happening here?
Can't miss this.
My wife, being a big Harry Potter fan, like, she was just like, this is very nerdy, but I kind of love it. That was crazy.
I love that.
I'm no nerd, but yeah, we are better than Portland. Kiss my ass. Portland sucks.
I mean, any chance to crap on Portland, of course we're going to run with it.
Poor Portland.
I totally agree with this. I was a virgin until I left Seattle and moved to Texas.
What?
Well, yeah, everything's bigger in Texas, so it makes total sense.
They love to tell you that.
If you want to get laid, you need to leave Seattle and go to Texas, because that's where everybody goes to get laid. What's the nerdiest thing that you are?
Probably cribbage.
That's very nerdy.
Yeah, I love playing cribbage. It's so much fun. What about you? I mean, wrestling.
Absolutely wrestling. I mean, that's right on par with, like, comic books and World of Warcraft. It's just a silly fantasy world that, you know, I'm obsessed with.
You're happy in there.
It brings me joy. Lots of joy.
I love that.
Danny?
What is Emo Night, of course.
Is that even a thing? Is this just a way for you to plug Emo Night?
I mean, I guess, but honestly,
I nerd out about Emo Night. That catch me on Friday night at Numo's. Yeah.
When you go to those, it's like, there's a lot of people who are like, you do what on Fridays? And I'm like, yeah, I'll go hang out with my fellow emos.
There's like 600 strong of you just singing along to My Chemical Romance song.
It's exactly. It's mind-blowing when you see it for the first time.
It is very, it's awesome, but it is very dorky.
Yeah.
Because like people are losing their minds singing along, and they're singing to the stage even though there's not a band playing there. It's just some random dude that took his shirt off with like his hair dyed black. And like he's like the make-believe front man of this emo night
in his own mind.
Well, yeah. He's getting people to do like the arm wave like as if he's singing in the band.
It's an experience everybody should do at least once.
You're right. It is kind of nerdy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So what the hell is going on that led to a well-known celebrity saying this to some random guy?
My kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Just be real careful.
Okay.
If this camera was here, I'd snap your neck and have him break your neck right. You know that, don't you?
Oh, that sounded heated. We're going to tell you all about that during What's Trending after Joan Jett.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you move through your morning, getting out there ready to seize the day, you might be trying to keep up with pop culture, and that is a lot to digest. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
This Trump impersonator recently had a little encounter with Alec Baldwin.
And it's like a random dude or a comic or a YouTuber, and he's just like out there with the silly wig, and he's just yelling at Alec Baldwin in the middle of the street.
Just trolling him. And he brings up the Rust shooting on the set of that film, and the impersonator was making, you know, jokes about the election, and things got very heated. This is some of the audio.
Well, Alec, if you don't want that pardon for murdering that woman in cold blood, you can call it first degree, you can call it whatever you want, but it was not good, and that's okay.
Now, let me ask a question.
Sure.
No, you realize, but no, look at me. I want you to look at me.
Yeah, sure.
You.
Do you think at that moment this guy thought maybe he was going to get some, like, Donald Trump impersonation tips? Because, you know, Alec Baldwin, you know, had a little run on SNL doing it.
I mean, I think Alec Baldwin is far superior in the impersonation department than this guy.
He took it a little bit more down a serious road because, you know, his kids were around while this guy's yelling at him.
You
got a camera on me?
The ring. No, it's the ring.
You realize my kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Just be real careful.
Okay.
If this camera was here, I'd snap your neck and have him break your neck right. You know that, don't you?
Okay. All right, Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, class act, believe me.
I mean, credit to him for keeping with the bit.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'd be scared.
Well, when Alec Baldwin looks at you and goes like this?
This guy was here, I'd snap your neck and have him break your neck right. You know that, don't you?
And he would.
You think so?
He's a little unhinged.
Just a tad bit. Sad news in the world of music. I don't know how much you've listened to her music before. Maybe, I bet, Taryn, you've spent quite a bit of time listening to Roberta Flack. I'm not sure if anyone else in the room is really familiar with her. So she's 88 years old. She sadly passed away. But you might know her because she inspired a hit song by the Fugees because they used the hook of this song.
Yes, I'm in my bed, his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Of course, Taryn's grooving out right now, feeling the music.
I was shocked to learn she was 88. I didn't realize she was that old.
I honestly didn't know she was, I'm not saying this to be rude, but I didn't know she was still around. I thought she was older.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that song, I feel like that song was from forever ago. And for the longest time, I had no idea that that was even when the Fugees had that big hit. I thought that was like their own thing. I didn't realize that they borrowed from her and,
Their biggest song.
Yeah, I mean, I bet she had no problem with it because I imagine that there were some good royalties that happened due to that. But I also didn't know that she became the first artist to win a Grammy for Record of the Year in consecutive years in 1973 and 1974.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's this viral TikTok trend called hashtag dropping things on my foot. And medical experts are saying, hey, ding dongs, this is not a good idea. People are literally on purpose dropping heavy things, sharp objects, anything from like an air fryer to a vacuum to make a viral video. But people in the medical field are saying, hey, this could cause really serious nerve or bone damage. Don't do it. So one guy went viral after doing it with a hammer, a space heater, a speaker, and a cordless drill.
What is wrong with people?
This is what it sounded like.
Dropping things on my foot. Part three reactions. Hammer.
Yo. I'm sure that's 6 out of 10 I'd say on that one.
Go with 6 out of 10 on the hammer.
This is insane.
Here next.
Yo, 7 out of 10 on that one.
Go with the speaker now.
Oh, that's an 8 out of 10 there.
Woo! Makita drill. Oh, my foot feels broke.
I don't feel bad for this.
10 out of 10 there, boys.
This guy's a moron.
I accidentally dropped a piece of firewood on my foot on Saturday night. I wish I just had someone running a camera so I could be part of this dropping things on my foot trend.
I feel like I need to have a camera following my five-year-old all the time because I feel like every single day I'll be in a different room and I'll just hear her screaming and crying and I'm like, what just happened? And then she dropped a book on her foot or she dropped this on her foot. And I'm like, how are you always dropping things on your feet? Like, seriously, at least three or four times a week, we're dealing with this.
Gotta wrap these kids in bubble wrap, Steve.
Or film them and put them on TikTok, apparently. What a moron that guy is.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 55 wins, 27 losses, and 15 ties thus far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.